Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? As a matter of fact, yesterday I was so ready to talk business. Now, we do the radio show from my assistant's office. I come in, use that telephone, hook up on the computer, and it was 12:29, and I'm getting set. I'm saying, what am I going to say? Let's get organized in our mind. Let's make this a great show. Let's really get this done. Let's give the people value. And we had a power surge 1 minute before the show. The electricity went out. The internet went dead. Here I am, ready to go. But the music came on. I was already connected on the telephone, and the introductory music came on, and I thought, okay, we're going to do this anyway. We won't be able to sign off, but the time will run off, and it'll be fine. So I start to do the show, and I'm really excited, and I'm talking about it, and I get halfway through it, and lightning hits the ground, goes into the phone lines, no telephone. Anything can happen in business, and you need to be ready to bounce back. You need to just be able to shake it off, as some famous person once said. I'm sure you know who that is. So here we are again, ready to go at it. I don't think there's any storms out there, although we do have a hurricane headed in our direction on Monday, but we've been through it before, so it'll be fine. So let me ask you, how accessible are you to your customers and your employees? Interesting question, isn't it? This is what I find. As business people become more successful, as they get more volume, as they get more employees, they get more isolated. They're not really aware of what's going on in their business. They don't really walk around and talk to people. They bury themselves in their office. They don't take customer phone calls. They don't make a cold call or two. They don't talk to customers. They don't talk to their key people. They don't become accessible anymore. So if you're not accessible, how in the world can you know what's going on in your business? You must be accessible no matter how successful you are, how profitable you are, how important you think you are. The people that are important are your customers, your clients, your employees, your vendors. They need to know that you're there. They need to know that you're paying attention. They need to know that you are keeping an eye on things. If you're not, if you're buried in the office, if you're just buried in paperwork, if you're not running your business, if you're not looking at the human aspect of your business, if you're not talking to your people, if you're not letting them know that you care, if you're not talking to them about what works and what doesn't work, well, at some point, you're going to have just an incredible ball of confusion. Things are not going to be getting done. There isn't going to be a direction. You need to be the strategist. Set the direction, have the business plan, but you need to communicate with your people, with your customers, with your clients, with your vendors. Then if you have a problem, you can sit down and you can talk to them. Well, Fred, I see we have this problem yesterday. How are we going to solve it? How did it happen? It's not confrontational. It's a conversation. If your product's not being shipped on time, if your vendors aren't giving you the service, you can pick the phone up. You can call the CEO of that company and talk to them. Hey, Billy, it's Johnny here. How are you? How's the family? Yeah, I hear you were on a golf trip. Listen, I've got a little problem I need you to help me with. But if you're just a stranger to everybody, why in the world would they help you? You're just another account. You're just marks on a piece of paper. You're just someone they ship product to. If you don't create the culture of your business where we are all in this together, that we are a unit, a group, a team, why would people work together? You, the CEO of the company, have an extremely important job, and that is to be accessible, to build the culture of the company, to understand what it takes, to understand the nature of people, to understand the people that work for you, what they need, how you can help them, how you can motivate them, and everything will be just the way you want it to be, and the profits will roll in. So give it some thought. I hope you take it really to heart and say to yourself, how can I be more accessible and how can I reach out and make a difference? This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. That is, unless we have a hurricane on Monday and it blows out the phone lines.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.